Everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation podcast or audio boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey, y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go.
A dope show for you today, and we're gonna be dishing you all the celebrity and entertainment news that you need, baby. But before we get started, you already know we gotta take it to the West Coast. Yeah, yeah. Hey, y'all. All right, so Headcrack is out today, but it's all cool because we're gonna hold it down and keep it popping like we always do.
That's right.
All right, later the cast from Coming to America 2 has been announced, and we'll tell you some of the surprising auditions. And we dish with the fabulous Sherry Shepherd about her new movie and much more. But first, Heidi, what you got going on over there, girl?
Oh, boy. A lot to sink our teeth into on this one because we got some Wendy Williams information on her divorce.
Okay.
Let me guess, Portia, they're getting back together.
Oh. But they're taking it day by day. No, definitely not. They are not getting back together. It is a big debacle. And she opened up about that ongoing divorce on her appearance on SiriusXM's Sway in the Morning and revealed that she, dare I say it, did not have a prenup.
What? No, you're kidding.
I'm not. Take a look.
You didn't have a prenup?
No.
Okay. You didn't think it would end, though, so.
Well, no, I didn't think it would end, first of all. And second of all, that is not sexy to introduce paperwork when you're in love with somebody, you know? But as a grown person, I'd get with another grown person, and that grown person would also have a thriving career. Like, look, I'm 55. I don't want to be with someone who wants to be a rapper. You know what I mean? That's what I need is the comfort of a man. Who's got his own.
I think there's a little bit of regret in that statement, in that and her voice. You could just tell, like, damn, you know what? I regret not having my paperwork in place.
And, you know, I agree with you, Chewy. And, it's not romantic. Of course it's not. But when you're at that kind of level, I mean, I am married.
You're getting married. Romance dies. We all know that.
Right. It's just the first step of it.
It should be a part of all the paperwork. You got to get a marriage license. Sometimes you're required to go to counseling before you get married.
Right.
So I think the prenup should be part of the
Let's agree to terms.
No, it's just at every wedding.
Oh, but hang on. So you're saying that at the wedding, so it's like, hey, everybody, hi, guys, gather around. They're doing the signing of the prenup.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
I don't know. I'm just
they wrap their arms with pens in their hands and they sign together.
Well, y'all, moving on, there might be a new award show trend on the rise. Do you guys remember the Academy Awards that went hostless?
Yes.
Well, y'all, for the fourth time in history, the Primetime Emmy Awards will be going hostless.
Wow.
The producers of the show say they have made the decision so they can have more time to honor TV's best series, their cast, and the talent behind them, especially in a year when so many iconic and hugely popular shows ended their runs, including HBO's Game of Thrones and Veep, as well as CBS's The Big Bang Theory.
I like this.
You like this idea?
I do, because a lot of times when I tune in and I'm like, did they give this, you know, this group the award? And they gave it to them off camera.
Right.
Because they don't have time.
Yeah. I don't like that part, but I think sometimes the host is good because it keeps your attention, you know, when they do funny things. But when the host sucks, then the award show sucks.
Here's why I have a problem when they have a host and then they run over and they do the bits too long. Because here's the thing, whether it's an Oscar or an Emmy, this is my moment that I've earned to talk and thank the people, not, they're rushing me off because I'm running out of time. It's like, that's what sucks. It's like, the light's on, they're telling me to write, and then you're just like, this poor person who's
agency didn't buy this award for you to kick me off the stage. Right. They say robots are going to take over everybody's job anyway, eventually. So why not just have robot hosts? Every show that has a host should have robot hosts. So
I'm not really going to be asleep, speaking in a monotone voice. Okay.
Well, welcome to Dish Nation.
Okay.
Let's check in with our Atlanta robots.
Meek. Hello.
Goes to Meek, Merk, Meek, Merk, Merk.
Thank you, Chewie. On to the next story. Let's sip the tea.
No matter how advanced we get in technology, we always use the stupid robot voice. You know, it's like they're never going to have a normal voice.
No,
it's
no.
Like, welcome to this planet. Talk about having a strong hand. This story is pretty cool. Last night at a Philadelphia Phillies game, baseball player Nick Ahmed fouled off a pitch out in the right field stands. There's a dad up in the stands, and just take a look. Watch the tape.
Now the right field line out of play, and it's 0-1. Oh, man.
What a...
For the Phillies. With a baby in hand, he was able to make the grab.
I've seen a lot of them recently.
Had a baby in his hand and caught the ball with one hand.
Nice catch, Dad.
Okay. That
makes me nervous because so many people.
Only that mother, okay, right there with their blonde hair, will be taking a picture afterwards because I would smack the heck out of him.
Why?
Right. Because you've endangered my baby. You know how fast that ball is going.
I wouldn't have taken a baby to a baseball game.
I think this was okay because there were no people around him crowding him.
Jump.
With a whole bunch of people reaching for the ball. He was in the back. There were no people seated behind him. So he was able to just go.
And he barely had the baby. The baby was about to fall in one hand.
Missing the point, though, that baby was privileged to even have his daddy or her daddy with him. I mean, a lot of daddies ain't available.
I'm so glad they were white. If it was Jerome, he'd be like, Jerome wasn't even supposed to be there. You probably need a Jerome baby, okay?
He had a beer in his left hand and the baby in the right hand. It could have been worse. He could have dropped the baby and caught the ball.
That's
true. That
would have been horrible. I'm used to having a beer in my hand. The baby's new. It just takes some getting used to.
This is a $15 beer. I'm not dropping this. I'll drop baby.
Yeah.
Okay, y'all, so the Hollywood reboot machine is working day and night. Well, because the iconic 1990 Christmas movie Home Alone is being reimagined by Disney for its streaming platform Disney Plus. And Lil Kevin McAllister, aka Macaulay Culkin, posted this pic to Twitter of what he thought the reboot would look like with the caption, "Hey, at Disney, call me." And some major movie casting news dropped as well. Wesley Snipes, Leslie Jones, James Earl Jones, they'll all be joining Eddie Murphy in Coming to America 2.
So it's a reboot of the original movie, or is it a sequel to the...
It's
a
sequel.
A sequel.
Yeah.
Because the Home Alone reboot, I think a lot of people are upset because they're like, no, that was the classic 1990. Right. You can't make that any better. Don't try to make it again. They made a couple Home Alones after Home Alone.
They made four more.
Four more. And those are garbage.
15 more.
Yes. Garbage.
That was back when Blockbusters was around.
If they reboot it now, Kevin's not even going to notice that his family left because he's all glued to his phone. He's like, what?
They're gone? He's playing Fortnite.
He has no idea.
He's on his Xbox.
Yeah, I didn't even know you were gone.
I think it's a good thing about Coming to America with Wesley Snipes. I mean, because it helped him pay his taxes. And I mean, and he should put Nicole in the movie too. I think that would be
Nicole
a good thing.
Nicole who?
His Murphy, his ex-wife.
To be what?
Who?
Well, she could. I mean, be with somebody.
Be with the prince.
Yes.
And the daddy.
Yes, exactly.
The one scene that they have to do over again for when Coming to America, they have to have a barbershop scene where Arsenio and Eddie Murphy play all the guys.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They have to have all those guys back.
I want
to
see Sexual Chocolate.
Yes. Sexual Chocolate. Yes.
Yes.
Just let yourself.
Yes, honey. All right, y'all. Up next, find out what rock star rapper country singer Shania Twain was getting flirty with online. We'll tell you all about that after the break. Dish Nation.
Hey, Crack, now you know who can be really scary these days?
Who?
The IRS.
Yo, you know any of our viewers need to worry about the IRS.
And why is that?
Listen up, y'all. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, all you have to do is call Civic Tax Relief for free tax relief information.
You mean to tell me the information is completely free?
Yup. Civic Tax Relief can help protect you from the IRS, stop added fees and wage garnishments, finally break free from the IRS.
Ooh, child, I feel relieved already.
Right, so all our viewers see what new programs you qualify for. This is limited. This information is free. The consultation is free.
And all you have to do is call?
Yep. Call now. Civic Tax Relief Special Tax Hotline can help you discover all the relief programs you qualify for free. Just call 1-800-506-5803.
Give it to them one more time here, Craig.
Okay, I got y'all. It's 1-800-506-5803. Don't wait. Call 1-800-506-5803. You know what's harder than keeping up with Wendy Williams' love life now that she's single? Finding qualified people. Hiring can be so challenging, but we know the one place you can go where hiring is simple, fast, and smart. A place where growing businesses can connect to qualified candidates. And that place is ZipRecruiter.com/DishNation. ZipRecruiter sends your job to over 100 of the web's leading job boards, but they don't stop there. With their powerful matching technology, ZipRecruiter scans thousands of resumes to find people with the right experience and invites them to apply to your job. As applications come in, ZipRecruiter analyzes each one and spotlights the top candidates so you never miss a great match. ZipRecruiter is so effective that 4 out of 5 employees who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. And right now, my viewers can try ZipRecruiter for free at this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/DishNation. That's ZipRecruiter.com/DishNation. ZipRecruiter.com/DishNation. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Dish Nation. Welcome back to Dish Nation. Woo! Well, y'all, we might have another smash your letter. Well, Post Malone and Shania Twain out here giving smash vibes, y'all.
What?
No, I'm just kidding. She's married. She's a married woman.
Damn.
But it was a little flirty flattery going on between the two stars. I mean, kind of like me and my man, The Rock, you know.
Oh, yes, I missed
that. Yes, you did, girl. I got it on my phone.
I know, I
saved it. Well, during a recent appearance on The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon, Malone confessed he was a big fan of Shania Twain's music. Take a look.
If I went backstage at a Post Malone concert, what would I run into? What kind of madness? What kind of business is happening?
It's not really madness. It's
just quiet.
A lot people. Of Shania Twain.
You gotta have the Twain.
You gotta have the Twain.
You gotta get on the Twain train.
Well, y'all, after the rapper's admission, Jimmy Fallon's Instagram account posted what was said on the show, and the country singer caught a whim of it and commented under the post.
What?
Great taste with a kissy face emoji.
Ooh! I know he made his day.
Okay, and reports are saying that Shania Twain was flirting. What y'all think?
I think it was a little cute flirt.
Just a cute flirt.
A public flirt, which clearly, you know, her husband probably saw he's okay with.
Yeah, she was flattered.
Yeah.
He's way out of her age bracket anyway. The husband, I'm sure, ain't worried.
Would y'all date a man with all them tattoos in his face?
I don't know. The artistry, like him being so, you know, into music, maybe so.
Brad, of all people, you're the church girl. Would you go up in church with him?
Yes, absolutely. I'm turning him over to God and let him change his life. Yes, I would, honey.
All right, y'all, moving on. This man gives the term grinding a whole new meaning, y'all. A man by the name of Michael Bridges from Charlotte, North Carolina, was not going to take his licks lying down. The father of two was recently laid off of his job after his company decided to downsize. Mm. And instead of waiting for the next big opportunity, he took it upon his own hands, Lord. Take a look.
I did what America wanted me to do. I went to school, I got my bachelor's, I got my master's, and I never thought it would be come out here and come struggle to find a job.
With resumes in hand and a homemade sign, he hustled, making the most of every red light.
I see a lot of people that laugh, of course, but I also see a lot of people that give me thumbs up, telling me this is a different way of doing things, and they also appreciate my determination. And I appreciate them for sharing it on Facebook, sharing it on Twitter. I'm not asking for a handout. Not asking for money, I'm just asking for opportunity.
We need to clap it up for
all
this
right,
young
for
brother.
Selfless.
All right for that. Okay, ain't embarrassed about nothing.
Okay, don't want no money, don't want
that's
no nothing.
Right.
Just want an opportunity.
I mean, if you got a master's degree and a bachelor's degree, I mean, that's cute you going out there with a sign. Girl, I'm sorry, honey. You need to go to some of these agencies, honey, to
do it,
too.
Yeah, but sometimes when you go to those agencies or send, like, emails and stuff, you got to wait forever for somebody to get back to you. At least you can see for yourself if people are interested when you standing on the street. I mean, I'm not mad at him for hustling trying to get it however he can.
Because it's a shame he done paid for all that schooling and then now look.
Yeah.
See, that's why I didn't go to school, see?
Yeah, that's some
There you go.
What you talking about? You went for 20 years, right?
Yes, ma'am. And I'm still here with her ass.
Y'all know what time it is?
It's deal time.
Do you need some new decor for your house? Then you will love these solar-powered, weatherproof LED tiki lights. They're great for pathways, pools, yards, gardens, benches, fences, and more. It runs for up to 8 continuous hours, and you can mount them to tabletops, walls, or stake it into the ground. And I love that there is no wiring or electricity needed.
This is so cool. Look.
Yes, child, and get this. It has a built-in solar charger on top, a light sensor that will turn off and on automatically, and natural dancing flames that will make your garden more beautiful than it already is.
Now, they look very expensive. Now, how much are these, Brad?
Well, Gary, usually the 2-pack iZoom solar flickering flame stake lights has been seen as high as $47. But for our Dish Nation viewers, it's only
$19. Oh,
no. Yes, just go to morningsave.com and tell them Dish Nation sent you.
Up next, funny lady Sharon Shepherd was here recently to talk about her role in the new movie, Brian Banks. And she brought the real Brian Banks with her. Come right back for that and much more.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Dish Nation, the two amazing people who want you to go to the theaters on August 9th to check out a powerful new movie. It's called Brian Banks, and in the studio from the movie, we have Sherry Shepherd and the real Brian Banks.
Woo!
Well, welcome to the show.
Oh, we're Thank you. Glad to be here.
So for those who don't know about your story or know what the movie's about, break it down for us.
In 2002, at the age of 16, I was on my way to USC to play football on a scholarship, and going into my senior year, during the summer, went to a known makeout spot on my high school campus with a girl that I've known since middle school. We kissed, we made out, never had sex, but by the end of the day, I was arrested and accused of kidnapping and rape. And the truth wasn't discovered until 10 years later. So I lost 10 years of my life for a wrongful conviction.
Now, Sherry, you're in this movie.
Yes, I played Leomi, Brian Banks' mother.
What other actresses did you have to go up against for this role is the question.
Girl,
you walk in there and it was like, damn.
When I went into audition, they said, we're expanding the role of the mother. And I said, that's great. And they said, because we're trying to get Viola. And I was like, Viola from the bank? it was the name Octavia thrown around. It was a lot of actresses. But that's when you have to know what is for you, God has
that's
for you.
Amen to that.
So I'm just very thankful to have gotten in and be able to play Leomi, who's such a strong woman. If you talk to her, she's such a quiet woman of faith. She doesn't think she did anything extraordinary, but her extraordinary was loving her son and believing, no matter what anybody said, believing in her son and showing up.
So, being that this is about you, did you have a hard time watching what was going on, or did you feel like the film really captured the pain of what you went through?
The film absolutely captured a lot of the pain. I can't say all of it because it's a 90-minute film and this is a 10-year struggle. But yeah, it was definitely tough being on set, you know, being a part of some of the scenes that they filmed. A lot of times when it was anything like courtroom scenes or anything that Sherry filmed that was my mom, I would go in that morning, kind of set the stage, give them a little backstory of what it really was like, and then I just get out the way. I probably disappear until they finish the scene.
Now, you used to doing Hot Topics on The View. Yep. We want to run through a few and see what your personal take was on
it.
Alright, so J-Lo and A-Rod, what do you think of their relationship? You think their marriage is gonna last?
I think they're good because I think sometimes you gotta go through 2, 3, 4, 5 before you find the right one.
And Jordan Woods in college, and do y'all think they could ever be friends again or go their separate ways?
No, if I want Jordan Woods to go back, I want Jordan Woods to move forward.
But what about Diddy and Lori Harvey?
Diddy and Lori Harvey?
Yeah, they're saying that's the thing right now.
Oh, wow.
They wear matching outfits.
I want Lori Harvey to settle down. I want Lori Harvey to find one person. It may be Diddy, because Diddy's going through, he's getting over Kim, so maybe he, like, now wants to settle down.
And Cassie.
And Cassie's happy, so maybe now that thing will hit Diddy, where he's like, you know what? I just want to settle down.
Man, we love every time you come through, Ms. Shepherd. Brian Banks, it's great meeting you. The movie's called Brian Banks. It's in theaters August 9th. Be sure you go see it. And take a friend with you. Let's double up on these ticket sales. Much love, y'all.
Don't forget the book. Don't forget the book.
Yeah, What Set Me Free. It's out now. You can find it everywhere.
Woo! Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Yay! All right, y'all, so some women start planning or they have ideas of how they want their wedding to look at an early age. British actress Amy Jackson, best known for her Bollywood films and her role in the TV show Supergirl, admits that she's been planning her wedding to her fiancé for the past 5 years.
Okay. Mm.
No biggie, right?
No.
Well, the couple only got engaged this past New Year's Day, and they've only been dating for 4 years.
Oh.
That's right, Gary. She was planning her wedding way before meeting her fiancé, and she was busted by him from her old Pinterest mood boards. Yes.
So he saw on Pinterest that she had tagged it years ago.
Yes.
But it's not wrong with that. You're supposed to plan ahead.
Most women do.
But what if his ideas ain't the same as yours? His don't matter?
He don't have no choice. It's her wedding, and he just show up.
But you still don't want him to know, because I think it would make him feel like, so you were just going to plug anybody into the spot.
Right. Which means you weren't even inspired by
me
at all. Like, you don't even care about my favorite color.
What I will say is now, dress-wise, I done had dresses.
Yes.
I done been all the way single, okay? And I done I done send dresses back and forth to friends. I'll sit there and binge watch Say Yes to the Dress.
Don't you just love it?
I do.
It is a good show.
Kind of weird like that.
But y'all pick y'all mans and stuff in y'all head, too, so you don't know what he gonna like until you show up.
We used to pick our man. Now we just take who like us.
Okay. All right, baby.
The show is over, but don't forget to head over to morningsave.com to take advantage of today's great deal. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.